Our actions matter. In our response, our actions to temptation, they matter too. Today's gospel describes our Lord's response to the devil's temptations. Notice the nature of the temptations made: riches and power and glory and fame. You see, the evil one has not changed his strategy. He continues to seek to prey upon our weaknesses. For power and glory and riches are still the devil's coin of the realm, so to speak. And fundamentally, the evil one seeks to use these temptations to change us, to change our identity, to redirect us from the path that we are on as disciples of Christ. And so during this season of Lent, perhaps in particular, we are called upon to develop and reinforce our responses to temptation. The church commends to us three practices which help us to keep our eyes focused upon the light of Christ: prayer, penance and almsgiving, and fasting, which is a form of penance, is a very valuable tool. So in that regard, let us commit ourselves to fasting from behaviors that are evil and feast on ways in which we can build up the faith and work to better the lives of others. My dear brother, Ron Domhoff, distributed a menu, I call it a menu, of things to fast from and to feast on. And let me give you some excerpts from that list. Let us fast from judging others and feast on how Jesus lives in the lives of others. Let us fast from words of hurt and feast on phrases that heal. Let us fast from complaining and feast on words of appreciation. Let us fast from finding fault and feast on inspiring others. You see, all of these and other fast-feast comparisons, they're important, they're central to our own spiritual welfare. They assist us in withstanding the temptations of the devil and also contribute to the well-being of all of those who are around us here and beyond. Perhaps fasting from judgment, hurt, complaining, and finding fault represents good guidance as we observe and participate in public discourse. Many public policy matters are complex, as we know, and few yield themselves to easy solutions. You know, one example might be education, for example. And while our school ministry is a central part of our identity as members of this parish, we also, at the same time, have an obligation to respectfully and generously support our public school system. Turning public discussions into a trading of accusations, which has marked some of the debates of late, does not advance anyone's agenda. Maybe we should feast on attempting to understand the point of view of those with whom we disagree. That strikes me as an opportunity to fast from always trying to find fault and to criticize. and feast on inspiring others. We know that being a teacher is among the most honorable of all professions, and that being a teacher, whether in the private or the public system, is difficult. But oh, it is a ministry. Each of us can recall the positive influence of at least one teacher during our school days. Even 40 years past my high school graduation, I can still remember the names of those teachers who inspired me. Let us support and inspire our current and future teachers. And at the same time, we also know that resources, wealth, is an ingredient in student success. Creating systems which allow for choice between sectors, as well as equity and resources, requires that we go beyond being negative and offering responsible and respectful alternatives. And I could say as a pastor with a bustling school ministry, that I know personally the challenges which are faced in ensuring access, choice, and a financially stable educational enterprise. Our actions in response to temptation, the temptation of wanting power and fame and everyone to love us, matters. As I've said before, if all Lent means is to give up red meat on Friday and to give a few more coins to the collection plate, not that there's anything wrong with that, then I would suggest that we miss the mark. But if it leads us to prayer and thanksgiving for our blessings, if it leads to a recognition that we are not in charge, but God is, then our Lent will be a blessed time. Repent, we are told. But the entirety of the sentence is, repent and live. Live the good news. And living the good news means feasting on the right things and building up our armor against temptation.